Hey, we're back. Welcome back to another show, Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds, we're elevating faith. Today, it's episode 15. Episode 15 already. I'm your host, John. I don't do it alone, though. Got my boy Josh with me.
Thank you, buddy. How you doing? How you doing?
And we got Mr. Joe Stan from Warpath Ministries with us again today. What's going on, Mr. Joe?
Good to see you, buddy. You know, just living a dream.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah, like I said, today is episode 15. You guys, today's episode 15. Don't miss your blessing. We're going to dive into it, man, about recognizing, embracing the blessing God places in front of us, man. But before we get started, I always like to explain how we came up with the name of Light It Up Live. It came from Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good and separated the light from darkness. That's what we're trying to do here on Light It Up Live. We're trying to make a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. As always, you guys, don't forget to go check us out on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel at Light It Up Live, all one word. You can also, we also rebroadcast the next day. We're also on iHeartRadio. Go to iHeartRadio and check us out. And simultaneously, we go live on Facebook Live, Twitch and YouTube all at the same time, all simultaneously. Today, don't miss your blessings. Episode 15, we called Mr. Joe out, man, and he joined us, man. So how we doing, fellas? What do you think? Episode 15.
Good stuff, man. It went quick. I can tell you that. It went quick. Yeah. Good, man. Remember, episode 2 was just yesterday.
Yeah, so it seems like it, right?
We've
had Joe on several times, man. He always comes on and he always lights the place up, man. I'm so glad you joined us again, Joe. Man, thanks for joining us, brother. How's your weekend going, buddy? Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the invitation, man. My week's been good. We did a prayer tent this morning, man. That was a real blessing. I think we received more prayers than we were able to give away.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, we did, you know, doing that prayer tent always kind of reminds you how blessed you are, having people come up and kind of tell us what they're going through and what they need prayer for. Hmm. It's a real perspective changer.
Hey, man. Yeah. You guys don't forget, out there and in YouTube land and Facebook land, we're interactive. So if you want to leave comments down there, Josh will be in the comments there with you on Facebook. And also, we can interact with you, man. We can put your comments right up here on the show, so we can interact with you. But you know what time it is?
Time it is. What time is it?
You know what time it is?
Not that time. You always do that. 7:33.
It's my favorite time, buddy.
Like, I wrote dirt. You caught me. I was writing something.
Hey, it's time for
Josh's spotlight. Hey.
Okay. Yeah. You know what time it is. It's
hey.
Time for Josh's spotlight.
Oh.
Remix.
Remix. Cutting it up.
Yes, sir.
I always think it's fingers shaking. You know what I mean? Like, get down with it.
What you got for us today on Josh's spotlight?
Oh, Josh's spotlight today is just going to be on the subject matter as always, you know, don't miss your blessing, you know, and like we were talking earlier about Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb, right? I'm just going to go ahead and go with that. You know, he tried and he failed and tried and failed, and he wasn't missing his blessing, man. He kept going until he finally figured it out. And so I guess my spotlight is for people out there that constantly feel like they're failing. You know what I mean? And they just keep trying. Don't worry. God has a blessing for you. You know what I mean? The blessing is giving you the will to keep trying. And I mean, no matter what, you're going to get it. A broken clock is right twice a day. So you're going to get it. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, so my spotlight ain't, you know, that deep or in depth. It's just about what we're talking about. You know, I tried to look up something on it, but it's kind of an open subject, so, you know, just thought I'd shoot from the hip on it.
Shoot from the hip.
Shoot from the hip. know, we gotta do some historic stuff next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I can actually do some. Yeah, I didn't get to say 19 nothing. You know, like 1922. You know, I like that stuff. So
that's okay. Yeah, what we were talking about with Thomas Edison was Joe was earlier. We were talking on the phone about Thomas Edison, and while he was inventing the light bulb, he failed at it like 10,000 times. He failed at it. But where the blessing was in that is that he kept getting to get another chance. And then he kept getting to get another chance. And he kept getting to get another chance. And then, of course, we know what happened in it. At the end of it, we got the light bulb, brother.
Yeah, sometimes the blessing is in those failures, you know.
Amen. Amen. First thing I wanted to bring up to you guys about don't miss your blessing. The first thing I think of is how often we look for the big blessings and overlook the small everyday blessings. You know what I mean, Joe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It's easy to take things for granted. You know, you get up and have what I want on my mind and don't even see all the beautiful things I already have, man. It's like, you know, human nature is always want the next thing. And kind of overlook, you know, the people you have in your life, your family, your health, the fact that you woke up in the morning. Like, all those things are very big blessings that we tend to take for granted.
Hey, man, Josh, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're looking for the open door that God's giving you, but maybe God throws you a window. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was trying to get that $100 scratch up, but you know what? The $5 winner wasn't too bad, you know.
Yeah.
It's all a good blessing. I needed the $5 anyway. Why get mad?
About that next scratch off with it, man.
Yeah, again, I need five more.
Again, you guys, if you're just joining us, don't forget we're live on YouTube right now. We're live on Facebook. We're live on Twitch. We also rebroadcast on iHeartRadio at Light It Up Live on YouTube and iHeart tomorrow. So don't forget to like and subscribe and help the show. Also, what I thought about when I thought about this topic, you guys, was the danger of comparison. You know what I mean? Like missing what God is doing in your life because you're way too busy watching someone else's. And I think we can all be guilty of that, whether we like to admit it or not. There's been times that we see what somebody else is going on, like, man, God, I'm doing everything right. I pray every day. I go to church. I give to my community. And man, why does he keep getting all these blessings? And I haven't got my blessing that I've been praying for before. You know what I mean, guys? You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, the old saying, comparison is the killer of joy. You know, when you're... You're looking at what somebody else has, you know, it's a distraction. You know, it kind of smothers out your own gratitude. And, you know, it's just one of them things, man, that we've gotten into big time with social media and all these other things. We get these little glimpses of people's successes, and that's just a little piece of their life. It's not the whole picture, so. You know, a lot of times the people that we're comparing ourselves to and wanting what they have, if we knew their problems, then we'd want to leave it like it was.
Amen. Yeah, we never take pictures of the bad times. If you go to someone's house, all the photos on the walls when everybody was getting along, you know? So, yeah, it looks good on the outside, but, yeah, I don't wouldn't want to be a part of the family.
Amen, amen. So, Joe, I'm sure that you you got some fire scripture ready for us, my brother.
Yeah, I put together a little list, man, and you know, some things that kind of prevent us from not just receiving a blessing, but recognizing one that we have received. You know, I got disobedience and rebellion. I'll try to breeze through these real quick. And we can go back and talk, but. You know, children of Israel, God rescued them from slavery, split the Red Sea, fed them manna, gave them water from a rock. The blessing of the promised land was right there in front of them. We'll look at Numbers 14, 22 through 23. It says, not one of those who saw my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. Not one of them will ever see the land I promise. So we got an entire generation missing out on a blessing because of rebellion. And that's what sin does. It takes you right to the edge of God's promise and then slams the door shut. Whew. Next one we got is fear and doubt. Is we'll talk about Peter stepping out of the boat, walking on water, Matthew 14, 29 through 30. For a few steps, he did what no other human being has done. He walked on water. That was a blessing no one else shared. But when he looked at the waves, fear overtook his faith and he sank. Fear is going to tell you things like you can't start that ministry. You'll never break free from that addiction. You're not qualified. But faith says, if God is for me, who can be against me? That's Romans 8, 31. We've got things like pride and self-reliance. Proverbs 16, 18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. Pride will tell you, I don't need help, I don't need prayer, I don't need God, but pride shuts the door to a blessing, and humility opens it. This is a tough one right here. Wrong relationships. Uh-oh. We'll talk about Samson and Delilah. Samson was anointed from birth to deliver Israel, but his relationship with Delilah led him into bondage and blindness. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. So it's one of them things, if you want to figure out who you're going to be, take a look at the people you hang out with. Then we got impatience. This is one that affects my life quite a bit personally. We see this come up in Abraham and Sarah. They received a promise from God that they were going to have a child that was going to birth all these nations. But their impatience led them to manufacture Ishmael. Ishmael brought on conflict that still echoes today. This is why we got all that war in the Middle East. This is where we got, you know, the Arab nations versus the Jewish nations. Like Ishmael was the Arab part. He's the one that led to them. Isaac was the father of the Jewish nation. So you know, we got to trust God's timing. This is also a big one for me, unforgiveness. Matthew 6, 15 says, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Some blessings are blocked because of bitterness has poisoned your well. If we're holding on to things like resentment and, you know, even the comparison piece, if we're holding on to these things, we don't have hands to catch the blessing. We're going to drop it. Then we got distractions and worldliness. Esau sold his entire birthright for a bowl of stew. It's Genesis 25, 29 through 34. He traded a lifelong blessing for a moment of satisfaction. You know, that pops up a lot of times, man. We get caught up in that sexual sin, or, you know, even with addiction, man. We want to make things feel good for the moment, and it ends up destroying something that we could be blessed with in the future. You know, we see people get caught up in adultery and all kinds of things like that and ruin a beautiful relationship and marriage. So we got to keep our eyes on the prize. We can't get distracted by the world around us. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few things that I got that will keep somebody from receiving the blessing.
Man, I tell you, the one, I don't know about you, Josh, but the one that just stuck out to me and I couldn't stop thinking about it when you said it was pride comes before destruction. That slapped me in my jaw. Not going to lie, man. I don't know how many times back in the day my pride led to my own destruction. And man, that hit me hard, because your pride, boy, that could really be a blessing blocker. Your pride gets in the way. I mean, your blessing could be right over there, but your pride on, and like caring about what other people think about you, or caring about how people think you're going to look, like you're going to look weak if you cry, or you're going to look weak by getting on your knees. You're going to look weak by asking for help. You're going to look weak admitting that you're wrong. That's your pride. And my pride got, and I don't know about y'all, but my pride got in my way for many, many years from getting baptized, getting saved, and confessing all my sins and letting go and being reborn. The reason why it took me until I was almost 50 years old is because of my pride. That was my, so the pride comes before destruction. That one got me.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you miss out on a miracle because it comes in a package that offends your pride. Mm. You know, there's a reason why pride was the first sin and considered the most deadly sin. And that's because it creates a perfect habitat for all of the sin to be nurtured in. Like if I'm prideful, I'm not going to be able to admit that I'm wrong or that I made a mistake. I'm not going to repent. I'm not going to ask for forgiveness. Like I'm going to be stuck in the same situation that is breeding all these other sins that I have, so, you know, whether it be lust, addiction, whatever it may be. You know, pride is a greenhouse for sin.
Man, what about you, Josh? Have you ever had pride? You think you've ever had pride getting in the way of a blessing, man? You think you've ever had
that? Yeah, mine was a little flip side of the coin on mine was I made my way. I worked hard. I did all this. I didn't need a blessing. I didn't need. I did that. That was my part of my pride, and I did. The whole time I needed God on my side, but I didn't think it wasn't until I injured myself that I realized, yeah, I'm not Terminator. You know what I mean? I do need a blessing. I do need help. I need to listen. So yeah, pride. Like I could be proud of you. You know what I mean? For the things you've done. You know what I mean? But yeah, self-pride is, I try to stay away from it. You know what I mean? I appreciate my accomplishments and I recognize, you know, hey, you did a good job, you know, but no, I don't like to be too arrogant. So,
cause what about this one, man? I deserve that.
Ooh,
that should have been mine. You know, that's a big one, man. Cause like, do I deserve it? If I got what I deserve, man, it would be hell.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Right. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, you're preaching right there, bro. Right. That preaches, dude. Straight up. Yeah, because you feel like if I get what I deserve, then I deserve help. Word. You know, it's hard to say, hey, I deserve that blessing. You know, I deserve it. It's hard to give yourself, you know what I mean, some gratitude sometimes. Self-gratitude is tough.
Well, and we're always the bad guy in someone's story, so who's deciding on what we deserve? Because according to some, I deserve nothing but HE double hockey sticks the rest of my life, like you said, you know, and so.
I mean, you know, honestly, like, according to God's standard, that is what we deserve. But, you know, that's where the humility of what Jesus did comes into play, man. Like, what he did on the cross, it gave me reconciliation with the presence of God the Father that I absolutely do not deserve.
You know, also, I think a lot of people think that blessings are just things, material things or things. I think a lot of people think that blessings are things, but I think that sometimes they're opportunities, sometimes they're people, or sometimes a blessing could be a lesson.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, God could be teaching you a lesson, and that's your blessing right there. But you don't want to hear that. And then what do we go back to, Joe? Pride.
Pride.
We seem to keep circling back to that pride thing, Joe.
Well, you know, a lot of times, man, the greatest blessings that I have come from the greatest struggles that I've had. You know, it's like what I get to do today through ministry. Had I not gone, let me phrase this correctly. Had I not put myself through the things that I've been through in my life with drug addiction, alcoholism, violence, manipulation, lies, and all the consequences of those things. Like God uses those things as an anointing or as a initiation process to prepare you to do something great. Like the Bible is full of stories of broken men, of sinners, of people who have fallen short over and over again, who God used to go on and to do great things. I mean, you got Paul in the New Testament. He wrote 2/3 of it. Like this dude used to murder people like us. Like he used to kill Christians, and God took him and not just despite what he used to do, but because of what he used to do, used him to reveal the good news to people who were not Jewish, like the Gentiles. Like he was the one that carried that message to you know, all over the world. He's the reason why Christianity, well, outside of Christ, like he's probably the second biggest reason why Christianity is as big as it is today, and why so many people have salvation through the message of Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. Amen, amen. You know, and also I think a lot of people, and I know me, that's what it took for me, was just slowing down, you know, slowing down and noticing God's hand and in everyday ordinary moments. I think that's hard to do sometimes. And that goes back to when we started, like I was saying, that goes back to, man, just waiting and looking for that big blessing, man.
That was on the list,
that,
man.
One big blessing, man. You know, yeah.
It's that impatience, man. It's like, don't birth the Ishmael when God promised you an Isaac.
Woo! What did you say?
I want it when I want it, and you know, I don't want nobody standing in the way of it. I don't want to share it. Like I'm a very impatient person. You know, I think that speaks to a lot of people. You know, we want what we want when we want it. When I feel bad, I want to feel good. When I feel good, I want to feel better. And I want it now.
Now. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow's not promised. I think a big wake up call for me, I think, was just time. You know what I mean? I was talking to my lady about movies, and she's like, that was 25 years ago that came out. And I was like, no way. You know what I mean? Like, my life's going by so fast. And I'm like, wait a minute. I got to recognize these blessings, man. Enough is enough. You know, there's got to be something besides another Christmas just went by, another Halloween went by. I mean, look, it's already what, September? Yeah. It's already September, yeah. Man. Like, wow. So
tell me this, dude. Do you think there could be a season that passed, and then it's too late, and then you realize how blessed you were in that season, but that season's already passed? Do you think you could dwell back on that, and that could kind of harm you thinking about past blessings that were back then? You know, a season that was past
or missed. You mean like
right?
Yeah, I dwell on those things all the time, man. You know, I hear a lot of people that say they wouldn't change a thing, and I've never been that person, man. There's a lot of things I would change about my past, but you know, at the same time, man. You know, I'm so grateful for it. You know, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, man. It's like those things have given me the blessing I have today to spread the gospel and to have a relationship with my Creator. You know, it's a human thing. You know, I've got to get so far away from God before I can find my way back to Him. So, you know, it's kind of one of them catch-22s, man, hindsight, all those old sayings that I hate so much.
makes the journey back so much better, too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot some questions at you guys that I've prepared. And I'm gonna ask you guys both the same question. It's what's a small blessing, Josh? What's a small blessing in your daily routine that you've learned to appreciate more?
Waking up without the alarm clock.
Come on, boy.
Well, I rise like the Undertaker, 4:30 in the morning, like, it's time to get up. I'm like, wow, how does that work?
How about you, Joe? What's a small blessing in your daily routine that you've learned to appreciate more?
Man, honestly, it's relationships. I think, you know, throughout my past, I was such a self-centered person that I didn't have a lot of value on the relationships that I have. And now it's like, you know, those moments I get with my son, or, you know, just to go over to my parents' house and sit down and have dinner, or, you know, to talk to somebody I've never met before. You know, somebody, like, people come up to me a lot of times, you know. And a lot of it's, you know, I normally don't get approached unless it's somebody with Jesus on their lips, man, just because of the way I look. But, you know, they'll see the cross on my neck, or, you know, my necklace or something. And, you know, people come up and have conversations with me, man. And it's such a blessing, man, just to be present in somebody's life when they're having a human experience. So it's relationships for sure.
I know me, a small blessing in my daily routine that I've learned to appreciate more is being a dad. Period. Just being a dad.
Yeah.
Because for so many years I was a father. You know, but I wasn't a real dad. And just the daily routine of getting up in the morning, waking my son up before I go to work so he can get ready for school, getting his clothes ready, getting him to brush his teeth. That simple little routine that I get to do with him, and every single night I get to hug him and say, I love you, buddy, and good night. Every single night. That little routine, man, I've learned to appreciate that so much. And I understand how much of a blessing that is, because I almost ruined that. And it was my fault, and I almost ruined that. But I'm here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you are.
And we made it through it, man. It was all a part of it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mr. Joss, can you share a time in your life when you almost overlooked a blessing, but later realized how important it was?
Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple of those. You know what I mean? Like, I've overlooked, like the job I have now, for instance. You know what I mean? It was such a blessing, but it was so different than what I was used to doing that I felt overwhelmed at first. You know, I jumped right in there and was doing it, but I felt overwhelmed, and I thought, this is not a blessing. I overlooked it, because now I realize absolutely, absolutely. Everything happens for a reason. I was meant to be where I'm at right now. I like my place of work. You know what I'm saying? I do a good job. And so, yeah, I guess that'd be one of them right there.
What about you? Can you share a time in your life, Joe, that you almost overlooked a blessing, but now you can realize how important it was?
I can share a time that I absolutely overlooked a blessing, and, you know, there's a lot of regret attached to it. You know, one of my favorite people in my life was my grandmother, and you know, she got real sick during the years that I was off in addiction, and I wasn't there at her bedside when she passed. I came up to see her, and it was almost like she was waiting just to see me before she took her last breath. But and she was a wonderful lady, beautiful woman. Just, you know, looking back, you know, a lot of the stories that I share were passed down to me from her. And you know, that's one thing. Like, I'll probably never say that I wouldn't go back and change that. Like, I wish I had another moment with her, and I didn't realize how impactful and important that relationship was to me until it was too late. So,
amen, brother. I know for me, a time that I almost overlooked a blessing, and didn't realize how important it was. Thank God I didn't. Was when I reached out for help. And I almost didn't do it because, here we go again, Joe. Pride. My pride was getting in the way, man. I was that guy. Like, man, I'm weak and I'm a wimp if I go. I was thinking other words, but I'm weak and I'm a wimp if I go ask for help, man. I don't need help. I don't have a problem. They have a problem with the way I am. You know what I mean? And I almost didn't do it because of that. I didn't want to be made fun of. I didn't want to be laughed at, and I didn't want to admit defeat. And that was hard, but I did it. But I did it, man. And I'm looking back now. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I did it, man. Thank you that I actually did it. And I reached out and I asked for help, and I got the help, because here we are now, November. I'll be 5 years clean and sober. So
that's awesome, man. Real quick, man. I had a buddy of mine. I saw he got arrested last year. And, you know, I reached out to him, and he got cleaned up for a little while. It was drug issues. And, you know, I heard today from a friend of mine that he was struggling again, and he had talked to the guy and said, that he didn't want to go get help because, you know, his brother would think a certain way of him and his uncle would think a certain way of him. And it's like, we worry so much about what people think about us. And the only thing that matters is what Jesus thinks about us. And it's like one of the bravest things a man can do is say, I can't do this by myself and I need some help.
It's tough, man. You know, I want to say, especially for men, it's tough to ask for help, you know, because you feel weak. You know, we're raised to be tough, right? You know, raised to put some dirt on it. Don't cry. Why are you crying? Right. You know, and so we kind of grow up that way with our chests bowed out. You know, I mean, if we show any tears or if we show any emotion, then we're looked down on like we're weak by friends, by family. We're looked down on like we're weak. So that's a tough one.
It's really sad, man, because, you know, we're raised not to cry, but I'll leave you with a scripture right here. John 11:35, Jesus wept. That, you know, that there's no stronger man than Christ. And if he can cry, then why can't we?
Yeah. Real men cry all day.
I cry all the time.
All the time, man. Some things mess me up. Like, you see the videos where the kids come home to see their dad. They're in the service, the military, and dad, man, they're at a restaurant or something. And it kind of, man, tear me up. I'm on the back porch for hours watching those, crying.
Guys, we're getting close to wrapping it up. I got one more question for you guys. I'm gonna start with you, Joe. If there's someone that's listening right now, and they feel like they're missing out in life, Joe, what would you tell them about seeing blessings differently?
About seeing blessings differently. I would just say, open your eyes. I think it was Thoreau that said, most fishermen go their whole life and never realize it's not the fish they're after. You know, like we get caught up on certain things and want to catch the big one and completely miss out on what God does with his paintbrush. You know, it's like it's the moonlight reflecting on the lake. It's what, you know, that purple and orange sky at sunset. You know, it's the mountains. It's all these wonderful things around us that we get caught up with our eyes closed on and completely miss out things. Just take your time. Breathe and learn to listen to God, because we still have a God that talks to people.
Come on, man. But you, Josh, if there's someone listening right now, they feel like they're missing out on life, what would you tell them about seeing their blessings differently, man? But they're not seeing the blessings right. What would you tell them?
Well, like I was telling you guys earlier, I mean, I always run on comparisons. You know what I mean? If I see someone having a hard time, I can tell them three stories of someone that's having a little worse, and I'm not trying to take away from their pain, but I try to remind them that, hey, we're blessed in this and we're blessed in that, and you're healthy and you got a good little kid and your wife loves you. And, you know, I know you're not making the greatest money right now, but man, their blessings are all around. If you just look at them, if you just see them, man, it'll help you. Like it will. Like anytime I've ever felt down, man, I come home and I'm like, this is my favorite place in the world to be. And I'm so blessed to have it. So, yeah, I guess that's my answer there.
Hey, man. As always, Joe, I want to thank you, man, for jumping on with us. I'm gonna do my segment, Joe. You haven't seen my segment yet, man. I've been writing little monologues for about the show we're doing. I'm gonna jump to my final thoughts. And we'll end the show with that, but I want to thank you guys so much. Josh, as always, Joe, man, I love you, man. Thanks for jumping on with us again. I hope you guys join us again next week at 7:30. But this is my final thoughts. You know, sometimes we get so busy chasing the next big thing that we forget the blessings God has already placed in our path. The truth is, blessings don't always look the way we expect them to. Sometimes they come wrapped in small moments. A quiet sunrise, a child's laughter, a friend who checks in just at the right time. Other times, they show up as opportunities to grow, even through struggles. My prayer for you this week is that you slow down, open your eyes, and see what God has already set before you. Don't let comparison steal your joy. Don't let busyness blind you to his goodness. Your blessings in your life aren't waiting somewhere out there. They're right here, right now. So take a breath, give thanks, and walk knowing God is still pouring out new everyday things in every morning. Don't miss your blessing. That is my final thoughts, guys. I stumbled at the end, but that's my final thoughts.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you guys so much. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube at Let It Up Live, all one word. Check us out the next day at iHeartRadio, on iHeartRadio at Light It Up Live. Again, my name's John.
That's Josh.
That's my boy Joe down there. We'll see you again next week, you guys. Have a pretty cool Saturday. Remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope has no end. Hold on tight. Let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart. Let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.